Without VA, I would have paid $25,000 for my hospital stay,
$42,000 for my education,
$74,000 for my home down payment. But because of my service, I paid zero.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Once again, your song of the day from 1979.
Oh,
Good
yeah.
Times by Chick.
Chick.
464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Say it again. What year?
1979.
Say it with me, guys.
Better times.
Better. So much better.
That was a classic walk-up song.
Oh, yeah.
That was the background song. I mean, that was Real, Jake, really good by you. I want Heyman chime in. Chick, are they in the Hall of Fame?
They should be. Yeah, I mean, the lyrics are so simple and beautiful and non-threatening. Boys will be boys. Let him play with their toys. Girls will be girls. Ponytails and curls. That was beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful song.
It was well written.
Oh, yeah. It was
very simple song.
I'd say 9.7776.
That song
always
was,
feel good when you hear
heard that song a lot.
Oh God, yes,
a lot. That song was played in so that's
weddings and stuff.
In the parallel life that me and Steve left, we've heard that song a bunch. And it's here's what usually happens when it comes on. You kind of go like this. You just start to grin.
Bill slowly started to grin. Smile.
I went slow grin. I went just like,
and then you start clapping.
Yeah, you do. You do. You do. You want to clap. You want to. And also when you're at the dance. Like right now, if that plays at a wedding currently, floor fills up.
Yep.
Floor fills up.
That's a beautiful song.
Thank you, Jake.
What's your rating?
With that 8994.
Good rating.
Yes.
Good
job. You're a 9.7 plus?
Every time it comes on, you're like, this is an incredible song.
Yeah. Ben, it's a happy song, so he's going to like it.
He should like it.
We're trying to get Ben happy right
now. Because Ben,
low
7.99.
Down this morning.
Low T. Here we go.
5.9. Elevator music, says Ben.
Bill, I'm going to leave this one to you.
We can't fix you. I'm not today.
Ben, it might be time for a timeout. It might be time for just a day off of vacation. Maybe all of us need a little separation. With that right there, what just happened in the last 12 seconds has set back the show 10 years.
Elevator music.
Elevator music for that.
I'd be jamming in the elevator.
19, yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Yes.
Grooving in the elevator.
Sorely disappointed.
Yeah. Anything from the text line?
Yeah, Jake? We got some response before we get to the mailbag. Bill and Ben at 3.1. Guilt Nerd, 2.3. Not good. Aligning with Ben so far.
Ben's got the alignment.
Mike and Dalton, 5.5. Getting higher. Shamia, 7.5.
Thank you.
Triple H's dad, -1.
We're taking a heat on this.
-1. Kodiak Bear.
Boys will be boys.
Let them have their toys.
Kodiak Bear, 6.7. Rod in South Lincoln, 6.0. Bernie Clemens! Who?
You blew it. You fumbled. Holy God, you fumbled.
I'll show you why I fumbled.
A horrible fumble.
What just happened?
Inside to five.
Listen, I'm going in.
I'll show you during the break.
Penn State.
Hey, I'll show you during the break why I fumbled. You understand why.
What happened, okay. Jake?
Just commentary. Yeah, commentary. On the text.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, there's some commentary.
Yeah,
commentary.
It's fine. It's fine commentary.
But okay, just, try it again, though.
Bernie Clemens?
I'm not going to do it again. Okay. I missed the call. He said 7, by the way.
Thank you, Bern. Parallel lives.
Okay, I get it.
We all live in the same world.
Yeah, 5.9 from Ryan in California. 0 from Jane.
Jane, what's wrong?
Jane, what if that's my cousin Jane? There's a guy trying to get in over there.
Did I tell you I saw Bolt?
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, I call him the Lawrence Taylor of Pender football. You could see it.
You can't.
Yes.
Patrick.
Rangy.
Patrick, 2. Gavin and Pender, 6.6. Jennifer, 7.2. Hubby, 5.9.
Hub.
They're never quite on the same page. I wonder how things are going there in their marriage, because they're never they're never on the same page.
They're fine.
And I thought this was going to come here, but someone says I think it's pronounced chic.
Yes.
Not chick. C-H-I-C.
That'd be correct.
I didn't know that.
As I said that, I go, I'm 99% sure it's chic, but you said chick.
I said it confidently.
It's very confident. And I go, Jake is smarter than me, so I'm going to go with it. And it's chic. It's 100%. Yes.
By the way, Matt is like, what just happened on the bird call? I messed up.
That was rough.
Jake
was up late.
I'm ruffled right now.
Jake was up late with the playoffs.
I was up late last night. Yes. Watching some TV.
The playoffs.
Watching playoffs. Let's see. Time. Someone says 10. And Jared in Tennessee, 4.9.
Okay. All over the map.
There is your ratings on the song of the day. People are pissed that I blew up the curve. I can't believe Miss Bird.
I just can't believe we called it Chick.
Well, that one's fine.
And I knew.
I messed up Bird. Oh, okay. I messed up the Bird call.
It happens.
The Bird call.
It is a Bird call. All right. It is time for the mailbag. Here we go. The mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What are the three words you don't want to hear in IT or elections, Bill?
The election's been hacked.
No, you don't want to hear that. They were on top of it.
Oh, they were so on. I talked to Will last night. They're still in Georgia.
Oh, they are.
They're still in Georgia. Yes, they're in Georgia. Where were they at, Steve, mainly? What locations were they at?
They were in the swing states. Battleground
states. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
that's what it is. So they're
Arizona.
Still there. They're still there finalizing some things.
Michigan.
They'll be back Friday afternoon, and then they'll be full go again with all their local business.
I think they had a heavy presence in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, that big. They had a lot going on. You don't want to get hacked? Who do you hire?
Applied Connective Technologies. Please reach out at AppliedConnective.com or call them at 866-358-0109 for a free consultation.
Thank you.
To the bag.
The bag.
Let's see, we've got Kelly off the bat. Says, good morning. With the hiring of Dana Holgerson and the recent theme of Seinfeld trivia, it got me thinking of the Bizarro Jerry episode. Let's imagine you needed a doppelganger to fill in for you on the show one morning. Who would you guys pick to take your place?
I'd pick Holgerson.
That's what Kelly says, Holgerson for Sip.
Yeah. Yes, then we'd look similar. Kind of. Kelly, receding hairline.
Kelly says Holgerson for Sip. What about Jake and Bill? Who are their doppelgangers?
Bill's.
I'm trying to think. Would be a bizarro.
Yeah, Bill.
This is Jake's
heart.
This is super arrogant to say because it's like I'm likening to him, and that's not true because he'd be way better. But I'd want Nate Bergassi to fill in.
Okay.
Because he's very entertaining. But I'm not saying that makes myself sound like
not
I'm,
Brad Pitt.
You wouldn't go Brad Pitt.
I'd go Nate Bergassi.
Okay,
George Clooney. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
What about for Jake?
God, that's a tough one. I got the bag hits you.
I don't even have a name.
No, come on, Jake.
I don't have one.
You're required to have one.
Yeah, you got to name your own, Jake.
You're required.
A super fan. It's super smart. Like that sense of humor. And then what other albinos do we know?
Good
Is there any other albinos?
I don't know any other albinos. Albinos are very rare.
I think that Heyman has mentioned Edgar Winter.
Edgar Winter.
that's who I was thinking.
Yeah. Yes, he says albino.
Edgar Winter.
And that's not my guy.
Yes.
I don't have one.
We'll think about that.
Someone help me out in that one. Yes.
Okay. The bag.
Next up from Anthony says, good morning, Bill, Sip, and Jake from Sabetha, Kansas.
Sabetha.
If your life had a theme song, what song would it be? Love the show. Have a great day.
Well, these are incredibly hard questions. Thank you for that.
Probably the Beastie Boys.
One. Which one?
You got to fight.
You got to fight for your right to party?
To party.
That's a good song.
I'm Walking on Sunshine.
It's a great song. Is that Katrina in the Waves?
I think it's
Katrina.
You know that is
Katrina in the Waves.
Incredible.
Oh yeah, they're in the Hall of Fame. I'd love to see Katrina in the Waves.
Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah, Walking on Sunshine. That would be great.
I think I have a Tom Petty song.
What's that?
I have Running Down a Dream. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that a good theme song?
Yeah, that would be an incredible start. Thank you.
What was Ben's?
Ben, do you have one? Ben's got a sucker.
He's barely alive.
Ben's been checked out by all day.
REM.
Ben must have been up all night with the election last night.
I think Ben's song is Everybody Hurts. Yes. REM.
That's a horrid song.
That's Ben's theme song.
All right, keep going.
Okay, Kip says, my grandparents owned the drugstore in Sutherland for a couple of generations, and they had a stainless steel soda fountain. We all wish we could have kept it when the store closed in the early 2000s. My dad has described it to me in great detail. How fun would that be after a day of grade school? And what would you order if that beauty was in front of you today?
Oh, mine's real simple like that because I've always got the same thing. Fullerton had one. I think it was Russell Drug, I believe. They had the old school soda fountain like that, but that just chocolate ice cream with the marshmallow topping. That's what I'd want. Chocolate ice cream with the marshmallow topping. That would be my dream.
It's a stainless steel soda fountain.
So in drugstores back in the day, you could sit down. There'd be about 10 stools. They all had that. And they could get root beer, right. Coke. That's where everybody met. It was kind of like
Woolworths.
It was a version of Happy Days, but everybody met at this place. But this place was a soda fountain place. So it would just be in your drugstore, and every place had it. And it was, you know what it was? Better times. I'm gonna grab some penicillin, and I'm also gonna get a Sunday quick.
I would say just a Coke on ice. That always sounds good to me. Yes, always sounds good.
Yeah.
It always sounds good. Go ahead, Jake.
This is a football question from Nathan. Nathan in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan.
Wearing a cheese hat this morning.
Home of supper clubs.
Yes.
Big state today. Yeah. Go ahead.
Nathan says, last week Bill said that UCLA doesn't so much run an offense as they run plays. Would it be fair to say that Nebraska does the same thing with Marcus Satterfield?
Oh, Steve, you cover him.
Bill.
That's an in-depth question.
You're there every day.
I mean, they have an offense, at least verbalized, that they want to run, which is that we've talked about all the time, like a power running game, a running back based running game, a traditional running game with play action. They don't always do that.
Yeah, but I would definitely say it's way more of an offense for Nebraska.
Yeah,
than plays. Just way more offense. You see a trend with them when they get into the offset eye and be able to run Dowdell in the fullback position. I'm sure you're. There's just different things. It's like this is what we do, and they have something off of that too. It's not if they line up in one thing, that's all they do. No, they have something. Maybe you just haven't seen the something off of it. Sure. I mean, like I said, Harburg lines up at IBAC in that formation. So there's probably something else with that. But anyway, point being,
I push back on that too.
Yeah, I would say that it's definitely more of an offense. By Nebraska. Mm-hmm.
Well, in response to the bizarro doppelganger for us, people have some response for me. It's not
great.
It's not great. I got several people saying Chris Sims.
Okay. You know,
but
Phil Sims' son.
He looks, there's some looks.
There's some
I didn't go looks. I went more personality, I guess. I know the doppelganger is
I hope I'm not the same personality.
Why'd you say that?
I'm not a fan of his analysis.
You're not. Huh. You, why? Why?
I just don't like him that much.
Okay.
I feel like he has some bad takes a lot.
Okay.
Chris Sims. Him and Mike Florio. He does a lot of stuff with Mike Florio, pro football talk.
I've never listened to any NFL analyst ever, but I really enjoy NFL the in-game. I love listening to Aikman and Buck or whoever else. I like listening to the in-game. Okay. Some people don't like Chris Collinsworth at all. I think he's great on
I like
Sunday
Collins.
Night.
I like Collinsworth.
I like Collinsworth a lot. Sim. And so, but I enjoy the... But I don't listen to any... I'm not that big of an NFL fan that I listen to, like, NFL Network. I'm going to listen to the takes.
Did you watch the pregame show?
No, no, no. Never would watch a pregame show. No. I do watch. The one that does interest me was when, not just because I know him personally, but Alex Smith is good when he's on.
Yeah, he's on.
With Brewski and some of those guys. They're the best. Yeah. I listen to that one. Okay. I do listen to that one.
Got a couple of people.
Okay, who else?
Jake's doppelganger is Carrot Top.
No, I don't see it.
No, no, don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it.
How about?
I like him. I like the chime
Someone
in.
Someone said Andy Dick. I'm like, come on, man.
I don't see that either.
Please,
I don't
this
see
is
that.
Killing me.
Yeah,
over
this
here.
Is not
it's terrible.
This is not flattering.
Chicken Little, thank you.
Not flattering.
This is wonderful. Is there anything good out there for a doppelganger?
God,
this is killing me, man.
The thing that people don't know is we did. I said Jake Sorensen, like between the in the stool. I mean, he's so far above us. He does. He's way better than us. Way better than us.
I don't concur.
He does.
Answer.
He runs everything. He does. Without Jake, the show doesn't
we're
even
screwed.
Doesn't even go. We don't.
I will say that.
If Jake says, like, hey, listen, I'm out for 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Jake's out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
See ya.
Oh, yes. Ben, now wait a second. We have Ben standing.
We have Ben here like that. Well,
you know what? We do have Ben.
He had been great this morning on air. Asleep.
He pulled together.
Now, Kip, so this is not. This is for, he says Woody Harrelson for me. For me?
Yeah, or Bill. Either one. I think he could work. Harrelson could
Woody
work.
Harrelson as in Cheers. And then as Woody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I see it.
I could,
some of the other ones, right. No. But as Woody, I see it.
Okay.
I could see that, Jake.
That's a compliment. I'll take that. Woody Harrelson, that's good, too. That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Go to AppliedConnective.com or call them at 866-358-0109 for a consultation today. Yes, Sip, anything for you?
No, I was just looking for the cell phone charger. Got it. Bam, bam, bam. Well, okay, so we're coming back.
When we come back, we got some initial rankings from the college football playoff last night.
This is very intriguing.
Who is where is Indiana in the poll? Mm-hmm. Next on Early Break of the Ticket.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.